another reported missile test. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. South Korea's military says North Korea fired at least one ballistic missile toward its eastern sea. The launch came a day after South Korean officials said it appeared the North was preparing to conduct a test of a missile designed to be fired from submarines. It comes just days before Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to visit Seoul.
And the U.S. is conducting joint military exercises with South Korea. This round of exercises is expected to be large scale. Rear Admiral Michael Donnelly said it's an opportunity
to demonstrate that we stand together.
The joint drills featuring the aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan.
Fox's Jill Nato. It appears Florida may get a big taste of the tropical hurricane season. Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency after forecasters warned Tropical Storm Ian will gain strength in the Caribbean and may hit Florida.
Beginning to approach the Gulf of Mexico north of Cuba by the time you get into Tuesday morning, still over warm water in a wide area here where this could turn and run into Florida from as far south as perhaps South Florida. But it is trending more and more off towards the westward, which would take you up to the Florida Big Bend or the Florida Panhandle.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Meanwhile, Canada's Atlantic coast continues to be hit by the remnants of Hurricane Fiona. Major damage and power outages have been reported. Democratic Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for the seat of retiring Senator Pat Toomey, holding a rally in Philadelphia and focusing on abortion rights.
I'm going to fight for abortion rights here in Pennsylvania and in America.
Fetterman suffered a stroke in May and is still experiencing auditory processing issues. His Republican opponent for the Senate seat, Dr. Mehmet Oz, claims Fetterman is not capable of performing the duties of a U.S. senator. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
New York City officials are appealing a judge's ruling that they lacked the legal authority to fire members of the city's largest police union for violating a COVID-19 vaccination mandate. A state Supreme Court judge ruled Friday the city health department's mandate couldn't be used to fire or put on leave members of the Police Benevolent Association and that city officials overstepped their authority. The number of migrants who die at the southern border is rising and it's overwhelming morgues.
Another day at the Webb County Medical Examiner's Office in Laredo, Texas. The small morgue, now one of the busiest along the southern border, as nearly every day the team wheels in another migrant body, adding to the more than 300 they've already processed so far this year.
It is a crisis. I've labeled it. There you go. We're in the middle of a crisis.
Dr. Corinne Stern has been a medical examiner in Texas for more than 20 years. Not all of the border counties have an ME, so she serves nearly a dozen, but had to stop accepting migrant cases because there's no more room. With nowhere to send these bodies, makeshift cemeteries are popping up near the border.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Texas. Police in Detroit say a radio news anchor was killed inside his home by a guest who also attacked family members. Fox's Chris DeMail has more.
57-year-old Jim Matthews, an anchor at WWJ-AM, was murdered at his home in Chesterfield Township on Friday. Police say four others were seriously injured, including Matthews' girlfriend and his two children. The suspected killer, a 54-year-old man and frequent guest in the home, was invited inside before the attack. Officers found him alive in the basement with apparently self-inflicted wounds. Police say he overdosed on drugs. He was taken to the hospital where he's in stable condition. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.